Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Karen shows up, starts giving the cashier a piece of her mind. I hiccuped halfway through.
Yeah. You've been drinking on the job?
Yes. Now,
let's move on. Yeah.
Okay, I would like to welcome everybody to the first podcast, a podcast that is not the easiest thing to Google because you get a lot of little cross information there. You know, what's, is it, you know, 1P podcast, as you gentlemen say, sounds more Googleable than the first podcast. A lot of information about someone tried to like market that and, resell it and make money off of like inventing podcasts. Is that's a lot of the Wikipedia articles that come up when you Google the first podcast. Adam Carolla also comes up in the first podcast Google search. But I'm happy to be here, guys.
Yeah, thanks for being here with us.
It is an honor to have you here today, and I would just like to say thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Thanks in advance. Thanks for putting up with my lovely Discord troubleshooting.
Absolutely.
What a fun program.
Lovely.
A brief aside, it feels good to have like the expertise to be like, this is the problem, this is how to fix it. It feels
No, it's good to hear from you guys having experiences before. I'm glad I'm not the only one, because it seems that way when I take Discord callers in the past. They're like, definitely have trouble hearing me, but man. Mm-hmm. You never know.
Well, I'm just going to take a moment to say, fuck Discord today for some reason. Ugh. I don't know what's going on with it, but...
Yeah, I'm trying to breathe a sigh of relief.
Piece of shit.
You know what? Yeah. Also, Garrett, you're definitely not the only one that's had technical difficulties. We had on a certain state senator in the past who, I think halfway through, he needed to switch from his headphones to his Bluetooth headset or something. And
all
sorts of shit, dude.
He got a phone call halfway through.
Wow. Well, I would imagine most of the audience out there uses and is familiar with Discord. And I thought I was too, but there's always something else to figure out.
Mm-hmm. By the way, I'm going to get us back on track. Say, like, from here on, I'm going to actually like start getting us back into the stuff we're not going to cut. And okay. By the way, this episode is sponsored by Amazon, Audible, and patrons like yourself. We'll go ahead and talk about that a little bit later. I'm going to go ahead and say it since I haven't said it yet. Hi, Garrett. My name is Lars, and I am the host of the first podcast.
Hey, Lars. Nice to be formally introduced to you.
Yeah. Joe.
And my name's Joe, and I will be your co-host today.
Oh, hey, Joe. Nice to meet you as well. I'm Garrett, guys. It's
hi, Garrett.
Hi. It's great to be formally introduced, and this is the first time we're meeting. I'm very excited.
Garrett, I'm sorry, but did you just say you're multiple people? You just said, I'm Garrett, guys.
Yeah, I'm...
funny stuff, Joe.
I'm dividing. My cells are splitting as we speak.
I'm not joking, Lars. I'm honestly just trying to understand.
Mm. I'm excited. Okay. So a couple things. First of all, I'm actually kind of vaguely familiar with you based on your appearances on another podcast called Thought Cops.
Oh, God. Gotta love the Thought Cops. Yeah.
Yeah. I saw you guys go over the issues of the day. I think one of them was Angel Mommy or whatever her name was. What was that TikTok? Joe, are you familiar with Angel Mommy on TikTok? Oh, apparently she's a big TikToker.
The only TikTokers I'm familiar with are Disney Alexi, Floral, and Jake Trumper. The three TikTokers that you need to bear in mind.
I only know about Angel Mommy on TikTok, and she's got a kind of a couples thing going on with her lover, John Dees, a local rapper.
Oh, the rapper boyfriend, yeah.
Yeah, rapper boyfriend.
Angel Mommy?
Yeah, Angel Mommy will appear with John Dees in a lot of the videos and sketch comedy, as they call it, on TikTok and Instagram. And, they're jumping on the YouTube platform. They're everywhere. But, yeah, Angel Mommy has grown quite a bit. I was very enamored with her.
I think there's something I'm missing. Angel Mommy is 911 followers.
No, you're someone else. It's Angel Mommy as in, like, M-A-M-I.
Okay.
Yeah, my man, I don't even remember how to spell it. Let me look it up, too. Yeah,
That's 715,000 followers. That's a little bit different.
Yeah, she's getting endorsement deals. I saw her riding on one of those hoverboards. I mean, it's kind of 2016, those hoverboards, but she was riding it in her kitchen. It was awesome.
Well, I mean, I feel like once you're a parent, like, keeping up with modern trends is a little bit more difficult, so, like, I don't hold that against her for now getting into the hoverboards, but, you know.
I think she probably got it sent to her as some kind of like free gimmick, like throw this in some of your TikToks and we'll send you a sample. It's weird. She's a huge Nintendo fan apparently, because she does spell mommy as in M-I-I, like the me.
Ooh.
Do you think that's intentional or do you think that's just like stylistic?
She must be a huge Shigeru Miyamoto fangirl.
I think you're right.
That's the only logical conclusion. That's correct. Yeah. All right.
Garrett, have you ever ridden a hoverboard?
I have. Actually, as one of these weird promotional things, like put it in a video, we'll send you a hoverboard. One of those showed up at the Mega 64 studio, our old place, and I did roll around on it. There might be some YouTube clips floating around there. I remember I was laying on it. I had a good time figuring out alternative methods of mounting, and I laid, but then I remember it ran over and pulled some of my dreadlocks into the wheel well and kind of got clogged. It was a hazard. Yeah.
Garrett, I want to tell you a story.
Wait, before you do that, and go ahead, Joe, because I know you're going to tell your stories.
Oh my God, did one of your lithium batteries explode?
No, nothing like that. I've never ridden a hoverboard. Oh, I was at my friend's house.
Wait, let me point this out first. Alternative methods of mounting sounds like a good name for the episode. I might go with that. That's fantastic.
I like that.
But yeah, go ahead, Joe.
So, Garrett, I'm at my friend Tyler's house, and he's riding a hoverboard, and he's eating a chili cheese dog, and he's talking on the phone. And he says to me, I need your help to dismount this. My hands are full. I need you to, like, just be a shoulder to stand by, basically.
Okay.
So my friend's dismounting his hoverboard, and in one hand, he's got his friend on FaceTime, and in the other hand, he's eating a chili cheese dog.
Oh, no. Now,
this is greatly irresponsible, if you ask me, right? Because What happens if he's going to fall? Anyway,
yeah,
I don't mean to foreshadow too much.
Or what if he needs to pull a weapon?
So he's tumbling down. He suddenly fell off the hoverboard and I have to catch him and I have to catch his phone so it doesn't break. And I have to catch him so he doesn't break and I have to catch his chili dog.
Oh, no.
So in one hand, I catch his phone and as he's going down. In the other hand, I catch him wrapped around my arm. Underneath the armpit, and just in time, I catch the chili dog as it's going.
All three? You got all three?
Yes.
Okay.
I swear to God, I'm not making that up or indulging.
That deserves an Olympic medal.
Garrett, anytime Joe says, I swear to God, I'm not making this up, that means that the story is complete bullshit.
It's not complete bullshit. All right.
It's not complete
a little.
Bullshit?
There was no chili
like there's
dog.
Elements
Everything
of lying in this story?
You know.
There was no chili dog.
Oh, okay. All right.
I admit there was that was for the sake of overindulging.
Wow, that was just a little flair you threw into the story, the chili dog.
Yes.
That made the story a lot more interesting.
Yeah, that's because that's the worst item.
I know. Without the chili dog, there would have been no story.
The phone can fall and probably, you know, it's not your phone. Who cares? he could fall and you know, serves him right for riding around on one of those things.
Recklessly.
But the chili dog, you know, that could get on your nice shirt. Maybe you got like some screen printed design that you're fond of. You wear that shirt out to parties. Your friend's spilling chili dog down the front of it. Oh, hell no.
What's he doing eating a chili dog on a hoverboard anyway?
I don't know. Should have been on TikTok. That would have gone viral.
You know, I have another confession to make. His name wasn't Tyler. I concealed his name. I concealed his true identity.
So slowly over the course of the episode, what's going to happen is Joe's going to say, first of all, I don't even have a friend. And then like he's going to trickle truth us throughout as it turns out that story is complete nonsense. So
you had me going,
by
man.
The way. You had me going with anything at all. Okay, so, all right, Garrett.
Yeah.
They call you the sexiest part of Mega 64. They also call you the backbone of Mega 64.
Oh, they do.
The most important element of Mega 64, the face of Mega 64.
Oh, I've never heard that.
Mega Sexy 4.
And the arbiter of Mega 64. Can you tell us a little bit more about who you are and what you do?
Sure. Those were all very fancy terms that I don't think they say anything, actually. But what I do with the boys over at Mega 64 is primarily design costumes, do special effects makeup, and lately a lot of sets and props. So a lot of the kind of behind the scenes for the videos, when stuff needs to get made, I'll be making that, as well as, you know, we do a podcast every Sunday night on Twitch, and I do a game stream called the PPS every Wednesday on Twitch, and mainly behind the scenes, but we end up doing a fair amount of conventions, so it's always fun to get out and kiss some babies and shake some hands, you know, press the flesh, as it
Is
were.
Is that fairly conventional?
Fairly. Fairly. Very fairly.
Garrett, are you familiar with Workaholics?
Yeah, the tall guy, and then the guy with the frizzy hair, and then the short guy who's getting a lot of work right now.
Yeah. Are you the Kyle Newacek of Mega 64?
With the names. Which is he the guy that lives, he's their weed dealer? Is that?
Yeah, he's the guy who lives in the van, and he's also like the actual like behind the scenes guy for the show, and he like does all the filming,
he's a
and
writer.
Directing and everything.
I'd say that. I'd go with that. I would go with the Kramer to Rocco's Jerry Seinfeld.
You guys are talking about Workaholics, right? The guy with the long curly hair.
No, we're talking about Seinfeld. At the
yeah, we're talking
keep
about
up,
if Rocco was Jerry, I think Derek would be Elaine. And I guess that makes Sean George.
I'm going to tell him you said that.
Now, he'd agree. Right. He'd agree.
Okay.
What about Curb Your Enthusiasm? Which one of you would be Larry?
Rocco. That's main guy neuroses.
So he's kind of the curmudgeon?
Yeah.
Okay. Makes sense.
No, I'm more of the curmudgeon. I feel like maybe I'm the Luddite in the group.
Oh.
Living in the past, man.
And yet you're the one who hosts the streams, the poorly played streams.
Well, yeah, you know, I get into it, you know, where I can. I try to fit it in. But I think when it comes to curmudgeon-y, wanting to stay in and stay at home and hibernate, I think I'm more adept at that.
Okay.
I have a random question for you.
Oh, boy, here it comes.
Uh-huh.
You describe yourself as something of an artist, would you say?
You know, I got to come to terms with, I guess I would.
Can you make an artist out of a STEM major?
STEM. That's like robotics, kind of engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you make an artist?
Can you take somebody like that? Somebody who is the logic and make him into a free thinking, free bird of a majestic spirit?
Yeah, of course. There's all types of artists out there nowadays. So there's definitely a niche for the STEM regimented, you know, very genius brain, galaxy brain, if you will. There's artistry out there to be found.
Would you?
Why did you ask that, Joe?
Yeah, are you looking to get in?
Would you say that you're a gatekeeper of who gets to be an artist?
No. Because I'm still not. I'm still not fully coming to terms with living the art life.
Oh, Joe, it sounds like you asked him that question just to try to do a gotcha. Are you here to expose Garrett, or what's going on, bud?
Yeah,
Garrett, I'm here to expose you for the true hero that you are.
Cancel me. Oh, wait. Okay. No, okay. That's the opposite. What? I'm no hero.
Yeah, I'm exposing you. Everybody, this is Garrett. He is a phenomenal human being.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is uncanceling a thing? Like, is that possible?
Oh, to get uncanceled?
Yeah.
Sure.
In Pokemon terms, that's called the antidote.
Well, no, it's not.
A revive?
Yeah, more like a revive.
Okay.
Has anyone been uncanceled?
Britney Spears.
What'd she get canceled for?
James Charles?
Oh, yeah. Is he the makeup guy?
Yeah, he's the dude where it's like there were all these allegations about him, and then he kind of like he botched the apology, and then he like came out with a better one that actually had receipts or something. I don't know. This is it's been like a couple years, but
yeah, you can, you know, Pewds is still big. You know, it's as long as you don't get too big. That's my goal. Just stay in the lower tier of the internet.
Oh,
it's a very interesting thing to say. Why don't
you
to limit your success?
Yeah, you want to. Well, it's not success. I mean, you want to make money, but you don't want to make life hard for yourself. You know what I'm saying? So you kind of you float under the radar to the average passerby and the eye of Sauron, if that thing looks upon you online.
Are you saying that you don't want to become recognizable?
I mean, I wouldn't go out of my way to make it happen.
I was going to say, because Garrett, I feel like of all people on the internet, like your silhouette is like very recognizable compared to other people.
What a conundrum, because it's not like I don't I don't exactly blend into the scenery very well, I'll say.
Have you seen My Cousin Vinny?
Yeah. Fred Gwynn is the judge. Yeah.
When you said that just now, it made me think of the scene where they first get to the Vinny and his girlfriend first get to the town, and then he says something about her not blending in, and he's dressed it like as a New Yorker and all leather, and she's like, "Oh yeah, because you blend."
Yeah, is that Marissa Tomei?
Yes, Marissa Tomei.
Oh,
was that movie where they like that guy dies and they have to prop him up all weekend or something?
No, that's Weekend at Bernie's.
Oh. Okay, wow, I feel like an idiot now. I was way off, okay.
And then there was Weekend at Bernie's 2, where it was voodoo that brought him back to life, and they...
There was a Weekend at Bernie's 2?
Oh, yeah. It's great.
I'm gonna go look this up.
Have you guys seen National Lampoon's Vacation, when the aunt dies, the great aunt or whatever, dies in the car?
Oh, yeah, and they have to keep driving? Yeah.
So they put her on the roof because they don't want, nobody wants to sit next to her?
They're all freaked out. I'd be freaked out as a kid if I it's sitting next to a dead body.
Yeah, and then they drop her off at the cousin's house and just keep going. They leave a note on her.
That's great. Classic Griswold.
Goldmine.
Classic. So, obviously, I think this is kind of somewhat subjective, but it's basically come to light that Chevy Chase turns out to be kind of like he turned out to be kind of an asshole as a person.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I've heard that for years, yeah.
Yeah. So the question is, does knowing that affect your viewing of his classics?
Nah.
For me, no. For me it doesn't.
Okay.
No way. I'm good.
Cuz he's been described as something of a diva, you could say.
Yeah.
But so in the same way as Elton John. Elton John, who's also a diva.
Yeah, it's like listening to Danzig music is great, but you don't want to hang out with the guy.
No.
No, I would.
I don't. Well, for the same reason,
I would want to hang out with Chevy Chase for the same reason I would want to hang out with Larry David. The character, not the person.
I think, I don't know if there's much difference between Larry David and the character.
Larry David, the actor, and...
Well, because I hear in interviews that, like, Larry David, the character, is himself, but like less inhibited about like actually saying what he wants to say.
Yeah. Yes. Well, you're amping it up for entertainment value. There's a certain aspect to that to podcasting, as you guys have probably realized.
Yes.
You amp it up quite a bit.
in different ways. Like Joe and I kind of have different philosophies on this. Joe is a character, I think.
Actually, feel free to say this, Lars, and then I have an announcement.
Oh, okay.
Oh, are you retiring the Joe character and becoming yourself for once?
Yes.
That's great news. I'm really excited to hear that.
Yes, I'm ready to put down the character, and I'm ready to discuss sort of, because I really did some deep introspection.
Good. This is good, because I was going to have a talk with you about considering that.
Progress.
I really had a moment of deep, deep introspection where I said to myself, why do I feel like I have to play a character? But I think it's because when there's 100,000 people that have heard your podcast, it's like, how comfortable am I to be myself? And it's like, the answer is like, it's easier to be, you know, to put on a mask. But
oh, yeah.
I've talked to so many content creators that are just like,
don't do that.
It's better to just be your authentic self. And I think that's true. And I definitely want to give that a try. And I feel like that's the direction I've been going anyway. I've been putting on less and less of a mask for weeks.
Okay.
So it's a slow slide into your true self.
Yes, I'm transitioning from Joe the doofus to Joe the slightly less of a doofus.
Yeah, Joe, I don't think you're ever going to transition away from the dork, but...
Oh, I love to be the butt of the joke, though. That's okay. Yeah. So I'm okay with that.
Wait, so do you mind, Garrett, if we talk a little bit more seriously, kind of like based on this? I'd like
sure.
to pick your brain a little bit about content creation.
I definitely have thoughts about that. Sure. No,
I have thoughts.
Like
yeah. Okay. Okay. So let's start. Let's kind of frame the discussion here, where you do a weekly stream with people like Kevin from Thought Cops and other creators.
Yeah.
And so I tuned into that episode in particular. I kind of poked through it because it was quite long, but I noticed you have some kind of recurring things where you have a very frequent use of like a soundboard, and
yes,
I get the impression that you're kind of doing it ironically, where it's like overdone, and
I'm having fun impersonating like shitty morning radio almost. Okay. Like I wanted to make a game stream that was so, when I said earlier about like struggling with being an artist, I think one of my main things is I have this hurdle where I want to be so unique with what I'm making. Mm. And I feel like that sometimes will like stifle my creativity. But one thing that it does is kind of keep, in my eyes, like a really unique spin on my stuff. So, and that's one thing, like I love the Howard Stern show, and I love that kind of like cheesy morning radio disc jockey shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I turned that love of like sound effects and prank calls, and like if I misspeak, I want a very noisy show, because the other thing is music is such a big part of that show, and I want it so multi-layered. Like my co-host Brian, he's on a totally different sounding microphone, which we've gotten a lot of flack for in the past. Like, why does he sound like he's talking through a tin can? It's like, that's part of the, there's layers of audio that I'm trying to build with this. But yeah, there's a lot of fucking sound effects, and, you know, I've heard my criticism, but, I'm being my authentic, like just wacky morning radio personality, every Wednesday. So that's just kind of like, one way where I guess that's a mask I'll wear. And then the podcast in the same way. I mean, you just talked about showing your authentic self. And I think I fly between that. It's a comedy show, though, in a way. So you're always just going, like, you're just looking to make your friends laugh. So, you know, you're turning it on, because not only are the cameras rolling, but, you know, we're all trying to make each other giggle around the room.
Have you heard that? I'm curious how you feel about this expression. Have you heard good artists borrow, great artists steal?
Mm, I haven't, but I like that. I do really like that.
It's so what content are you blatantly ripping off is what he's asking.
Well, I plugged Howard. I you know, the show's not what it used to be in my eyes and a lot of people's eyes, but you know, times fucking change too. So
I think what it means is that even the greatest artists didn't completely invent their skills from scratch. Like, they've gotten skills over time from other things. Like, I don't know, maybe even, this is complete speculation, maybe even Van Gogh had seen clouds drawn that way before. I don't know.
He might have. Who knows?
Maybe. Who knows? But everything goes into who you are and your style and whether parts of that came from a different artist. I don't know. What do you think? Is that bad to borrow pieces of yourself?
No, not at all. I mean, so much of my inspiration for, you know, such an audio video show like the PPS comes mainly from music I'm listening to at the time. The whole kind of mood of the show, the lighting's very important to me. But I feel like I've borrowed this, from all of my interests over the years.
Did I just get the most obvious joke in the world that it's PPS because it's PP stream?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it's the poorly played stream.
I know that, but I thought maybe that's why you chose PP the initials, stream. But never mind. Okay.
No, it's very adolescent. PP poo poo. Okay. The show is juvenile in its roots, and it's definitely borrowed, from things that inspire me. I'm sure there's other podcasts that inspire you guys and all kinds of things, movies and art and
sure.
It's kind of one of those things where I feel like I was really more borrowing at first, and it's like if you listen to our show, you'll hear the obvious influences, but at a certain point you kind of carve your own path with that. But with all that in mind, I was kind of trying to fish at something. And I'm going to put a link in chat real quick so we can talk about it.
All relevant links are in the show notes, as always.
Because I think your show, at least in part, has this going on, which is called stylistic suck, which is that you're intentionally going for something like low quality. And certainly you were talking about how you had different microphones that were shittier than others. And you'd have like really dorky sound effects and stuff.
And I could easily pipe the audio into the stream pristine, but I play it all through a Bluetooth speaker that sits in front of the mic where I speak. So like everything's through a filter. I mean, half the time I'm playing like cassettes in the background anyway. There's always background noise. There's your game audio, first of all. Like, I like that. Stylistic suck.
Yeah. And we don't have that exact same thing on our show, but. Like I usually mess with it
in the editing room in post afterwards.
And my question is, I think people really enjoy stylistic suck, but why? Why do we like that? Why is it a thing?
I don't know. And also I think it's a nostalgia wave too of like, it just, VHS and cassettes and like the fact that people are making cassettes is like people want stylistic suck even in music now because there's this love of the old thing. These 90s kids know.
And do you feel that gives you a certain liberty to not have to be a perfectionist?
So 1080p fucking 4K perfect. I mean, I still stream the show in 720, and my whole thought kind of process about how it all comes together and the package that you get, whether it's the YouTube upload or the live stream, it's exactly what I want to make. And it's like, it's a well-oiled machine. Now that we're in like 340 some episodes, like doing it weekly, I just go into a flow state and I have such a fucking blast being here with Brian every week. I'm bummed when I miss him, but I'm glad that other people see the show as, I guess, this stylistic art, this suck ass, shitty, grainy, over loud at times.
And that's not to imply that the show like it sucks. It's just you're intentionally going for something with that. And it's just so entertaining to me. It's just like, I really like Tim and Eric. I really like,
huge inspiration. Like for me, Adult Swim early, like 20s, that shit was just on in my apartment for all night long. I just slept, woke up, and some other bullshit. Ed, Ed, and Eddie would be on or something.
And you had you had mentioned streaming music through the Bluetooth. What types of music are you into?
I play on the show a lot of dark wave, a lot of 80s goth music is kind of my lane. That's where when I DJ kind of side gig thing, I'll play that. And I've been collecting records for years now, which how fun that that's back in style. It's great. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many cool record stores to hit up when we go to conventions, or like we just did this tour of the East Coast, and each city I was just like hitting up a new place. But I'll play a lot of that 80s stuff, which is it's grown in popularity of recent, I think. And I get a lot of good feedback.
Do you have a favorite artist that you collect?
Or
just anyone that comes to mind that you found this album and you're like, I can't believe I found this, you know, my favorite artist.
Let him answer the question, Joe.
Yeah. Well, we'll see. God, I got a couple good. I love dance music, like, but I love specifically like gothy 80s dance music. So there's a
the David Bowie.
It's well, I do love myself some Bowie. And I was going to go with just the overall, the classic. When you think of goth music, you think of Bauhaus. And there's a Ziggy Stardust cover they do that's great. But I think I would have to go with, I have to go with Bauhaus. I do like collecting original Bauhaus pressings, if I can find them. I got a beautiful third uncle that I put on around midnight when the dance floor is ready to kind of, you know, get groovy. You throw that on. It's a cover of a Velvet Underground song, I believe. I forget who sings it originally.
I love the Velvet Underground. They were a highly influential band.
Damn it. Oh, really?
So was the David Bowie. One of my favorite songs by the David Bowie was The Starman.
Oh,
the
yeah.
David Bowie?
He's waiting in the sky.
He'd like to come and meet us, but he thinks he'd blow our minds.
So that's a beautiful song.
Yeah.
Joe, why did you call him the David Bowie?
What else am I going to call him? Like the Beatles?
Like this is like his band name or something? I'm confused. Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So Garrett.
Sorry, Garrett.
Yeah.
You have some history here, which, you know, a good amount of people that tune into this are going to kind of be familiar with, I'm assuming, but you're part of the Mega 64 crew. And just to get it out of the way, just a basic question. How'd you end up with those guys?
The guys came to the mall I worked at. I worked at a clothing store called Toxic Shock. That's right. Named after the crippling sickness you can get if you leave your tampon in
tampons, yeah.
too long. Oof. Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
It was like a weird punk rock, like wannabe Hot Topic. They sold like crust punk t-shirts and like weird, like in San Diego, there's this desert culture. So there was all this like desert bro wear that had like Old English and like brass knuckles and like dollar signs. It was very it was just a weird t-shirt shop. But the guys came in and I was working with a buddy of theirs. He would always show me videos on his laptop. They came in and met me and asked if I could do makeup on video. Cold Fear, I believe, was the old Ubisoft game. And that was the first time they asked me to come do zombie makeup because Adam told him I had done some zombie makeup on myself in Halloween. And yeah, the rest was history. I worked on that video and then started helping on version 2, which was our straight to DVD and later Blu-ray series. And then version 3, which was the third season of the show. And then I was just on the podcast every week and it started becoming a thing. We got a studio. Years later, here we are.
Quite the success story.
Well, it's been great because, like, I was able to, you know, like I said, I struggle with the art thing. Like, for instance, I keep one foot in the work world door. So I'm still doing, like, a part-time at my old job.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part...
What's the address for where you work? I want to visit you. No.
So it's a glue factory out in Hamul. No, it's it's a living.
Ketchup factory.
But I get to be here at Mega 64 full time, which was just always the fucking dream. So like the last year has been real, real good time getting to come in and work on stuff.
Oh, Joe, the chat is saying, is that why you said the David Bowie? Because it was listed as one of his favorite bands on the wiki?
Yeah.
As that makes so much more sense. I thought you were just being a weirdo. Oh,
people?
Well, that too.
I think people pulled our bio info off our old, old website and have added that into the Wikipedia. Because that's funny. I do now recall probably writing that in a 2004 bio.
Wow. That's fucking 16 years old. Holy shit.
Now, I thought it was real clever to say that my favorite movies were the Star Wars trilogy, the Alien trilogy, the Indiana Jones trilogy. and then I think I named a couple others.
Where did the name, Joe, no, I can
high level I, stuff.
I can take a guess. Well, where did the name Mega 64 come from?
That's a better question for Rocco. I'm afraid I'll butcher it, but if I remember correctly.
Oh, go ahead and butcher it. That's fine.
Yeah, please butcher it.
Let me pull out my blade. Let me sharpen my knife.
All right, I'm excited, metaphorically.
I believe it was just a cool name that he saw on AOL AIM, like an AIM chat. He chatted in either a chat room or on AIM.
AOL
AIM. And it was like, it was, yeah, Will I Am. It was probably...
Shout out to that guy.
He was probably using that account on AIM, and, you know, Fergalicious got back to him, and he gave it up. I want to say Rocco asked him, hey, we're going to start this thing and call it this, and he was like, oh, great. And I think that guy, like, still has that AIM. We have it on everything else, except I think that dude still has it on AIM. Something like that. It's probably all right.
We have to buy it off him.
No, I think he was like, it's free, dog. Just do good with it. And we were like, of course, sir.
Speaking of which, have you guys ever done a Google search for Will I Am Hair and just taken a look at it for a little while? It's fascinating.
No.
Should we do that now?
Go ahead and do that. Look up Will I Am Hair.
Did he have like plastic, like Duracell person hair at some award show?
I think, yeah, but his hair is like the weirdest angle I've ever seen. All right, do you guys have this pulled up?
Yes. It's like there's a chunk taken out of it.
Yeah.
It's like a wedge salad.
Yeah, what? So he goes to the barber, he's like, give me the wedge salad. And they're like, all right, I got you.
He goes to Chili's.
Give me the inverted.
He pulls up to Chili's and double parks in the 10 minutes or less pickup slots, and then he goes in and he asks for the wedge, please. Someone gets out one of those, they get out one of those like turkey carver electric knives and they just kind of, you're done.
When you start screaming, stop! That's when they stop and they turn a 90 degree angle and then finish it off.
Yeah.
That sounds like, yeah, okay.
He used to have dreads. I think it's a good look.
Oh, I wonder why the guy with dreads thinks dreads is a good look.
Hey, I'm trying, okay. it's a good style.
Yeah. You guys remember Perez Hilton?
Oh, yeah. He would draw, cocaine on celebrities' noses on his blog, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah, he was the guy who's like, yeah, if someone was closeted, he would out them because he's like a total asshole.
Huge, complete asshole.
This is early internet, you know.
This really is. But the truth is, I mean, we're talking to someone from Mega 64, so I feel like nostalgia is key here. I feel like we should be discussing those things, you know? Like,
sure, yeah.
When was the last time Will I Am came up in a podcast? Like, you know what I mean?
Well, we do have a segment on the Sunday Night Podcast called Will I Am Idiot He Is. And it's basic.
Really?
Yeah, there's a fucking graphic and a theme song for it and everything. I'm not joking. and whenever he's in the news trying to hawk off some other stupid fucking bullshit, like his MP3 player called The Puss, or one of his other wacko nut job ideas. Or sometimes if he goes and appears at like a press conference as a guest to like, you know, introduce some new Microsoft technology that he's clearly reading off a teleprompter, we'll like play those clips and critique him and his performance.
Will I never.
Do you remember the Pulse, which is like the watch that wasn't a watch?
First, it's not a watch.
Watches don't have SIM cards.
This is a Pulse! This is not a watch! It has a SIM card, you fool!
I thought it wasn't the Plus an MP3 player? It was a watch, too?
Well, yeah, and you're supposed to be able to like haphazardly type on it and stuff too. Like they did a demonstration where someone took like 45 seconds to type out a 6-word like phrase or something.
Okay.
You can start to see why a segment devoted to his idiocy is justified. That doesn't make sense.
That's great. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You guys remember the Zune?
Oh God, yeah.
I do.
The Zune was an obsolete MP3 player competing with another MP3 player that's also now obsolete. So,
well,
it's doubly obsolete.
Joe.
Yeah.
There is probably only one place you can still pick up a Zune secondhand, and it's a certain website I think we should go and talk about.
Ooh.
Amazon.t1podcast.com. Brought to you by the same folks who brought you books. Amazon is the home to thousands, no millions, no probably tens of millions of products that you would use in your everyday life, ranging anywhere from cooking appliances all the way to a mattress, probably.
Yes.
Stop on by Amazon.t1podcast.com to support your good pals, Lars and Joe, in their creative endeavors, because when you shop at Amazon.t1podcast.com, which you should make your URL bookmark for Amazon, it will help you.
Joe, you're just soulless. Oh my God. Okay.
It will help you help us. You'll get what you need, and
they could get one of those hoverboards on that website, probably.
They probably have hoverboards. They probably have a Zoom.
They probably do.
Weapons, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. You need something for your car. That mold in your bathroom that you need to get cleaned up.
I just bought windshield wipers for my vehicle. You could get that. Why go to the auto parts store?
Oh, that reminds me. I need washer fluid. Windshield washer.
Oh, great.
Oh, get it delivered.
Straight to my door.
Guys, we'll go ahead and talk about a sponsor that's for the newbies as well as the older people in a little bit, but this one's for the veterans of the podcast. If you've been listening for a while and you want to help support the show in a way that doesn't cost you any extra money, because you were going to shop on Amazon anyway.
Use the portal.
Go to amazon.t1podcast.com. It helps support your favorite podcasters, Joe and Lars, and it gets you the stuff that you enjoy. Garrett, I have a question that you may be able to answer.
Sure, I love them.
Okay, my earliest memory of Mega 64 is the video about Final Fantasy XII in which Sean goes around saying, "I'm Captain Bash!
I'm Captain Bash! I'm Captain Bash from Damasca! I'm Captain Bash from Damasca! I'm Captain Bash from Damasca!
Where aren't you, though?
I'm Captain Bash!
Oh, right. Here, man.
Was that before your time?
That might have been, let me think, version. I know that was probably right around the time, because that's probably version two, that I came on board to help them. I definitely know they got some other friends of theirs to make that costume, and that I didn't go to help film that one. So that's your earliest memory. Okay. That's a big video. I like that one. I think I was definitely around helping him because that was Final Fantasy XII, and we were all playing it at the same time. I just wasn't around those days. Back in the early days, I was very sparse and mostly did merch.
Mm.
We got our main man, Kevin, on merch now over here. But I used to do that before that merch was just out of Rocco's bedroom. It's a very grassroots operation.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
It's been a dream.
I guess. I'm not really like a larger point here, but what's interesting is it shows how, because that video was, I think it was either 2006 or very early 2007, which means like a couple other creators we've had it on the show, like the guys from Cyanide and Happiness, you have this staying power, which almost no other content creators have. Most people who make it on the internet to some extent, like on YouTube or Twitch or whatnot, they have their day in the limelight, and then that's that. So I guess my question is, at least from your perspective, what has kept you guys going for an unusually long period of time?
This is definitely all due to Rocco, Derek, and Sean. I mean, those guys who really have always stayed true to just trying, like I was talking about, making each other laugh on the podcast. Just keeping each other's sense of humor in mind at all times,
yeah,
and trying to make each other laugh. I think that's kind of what drives what videos get made. And it's crazy to think about, like when you said, like, yeah, that was 2006. And I know it goes back even farther than that. And the longevity of it is really like a dream. Like, I just have blinked and we're here and we're still doing this on a new scale. Like, we have been good at branching out. We just did this East Coast tour for the first time. The guys, Rocco, Derek, and Sean, all met in high school drama class, and they have this history of doing stage plays together in college and in high school. So it was like very natural for us to write and then perform sketch comedy show and tour this. Like, that's a brand new frontier, but it came like pretty seamless for what we were already doing, traveling around, going to video game conventions and putting on panels that have always been kind of more of a big, grander show than most panels at a convention, I'll just say. I mean, we always try to kind of entertain ourselves and keep ourselves laughing. And I think that's the one thing I can say has led to positive longevity in this weird field of getting to start a company and work for yourselves, man. I mean, that's like,
yeah,
it's
that's the dream, man.
Yeah. I mean, I am very proud of the boys for getting me here and getting to where we are.
That's nice of them.
Yeah, it's been fun. I'm riding high off of this last year, man, and it's only getting better.
Well, also, like, I mean, it sounds like a very mutually beneficial thing. You guys seem to do great work for them, and they seem to be able to pull it off on camera. It seems like a good relationship all around.
Yeah. Getting to do some, you know, filmmaking was always a big interest of mine. And being able to, like, be a part of that in a way that's kind of outside how you would normally have to do this, like in Hollywood or something. Getting to do it, like, I'm sure the way you guys feel about podcasting, like being able to control everything and be a filmmaker outside of what maybe, you know, isn't the most efficient way, in your opinion, to make films. Like, I don't know. Figuring this thing out has been a fucking dream for me.
Oh, for sure. So I'm just, I don't know if Joe is 100% on the same level here, but I'm just going to say, like, the worst day
Excuse
of our
you?
Podcasting.
Yeah.
Let me finish, Joe. Let me say my thing. The worst day of podcasting beats the hell out of the best day of retail.
Oh,
like,
God.
Just putting that out there, like, just, it's so much better. Even like the worst of the worst is just, what do you think, Joe?
I've never worked retail, but I completely agree. I mean, I would never want to. I've stayed away from retail. The horror stories that my dear papa has taught me.
Papa.
Si, senor. My papa has. Oh, my God. The horrors of retail.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But there's something different about it, man. Just being 100% responsible for it, in charge of the creative direction. And never having to, like, suck up to some asshole of a boss. It just...
Yeah.
If any of my bosses are listening to me outside the podcast, you guys are good. Don't worry. But I've had some people in the past that just, like, you just want to blow your fucking brains out.
Oh,
and,
God.
What if they're listening?
They know where to find us. Bring it. There's definitely you know, there's some character building, I think, in having that experience sometime, but man, as soon as you can get I don't know, to upper management, get there.
I do think that most Americans would be better off if they spent like at least 6 months doing retail, though. It would give them so much more appreciation for the rest of life.
Because that's so awkward when you're in some store and someone's being super fucking disrespectful to the cashier. And you're just like, man, I hate that. Oh, I fucking hate that.
Karen shows up, starts giving the cashier a piece of her mind. I hiccuped halfway through.
Yeah. You've been drinking on the job?
Yes. Now,
let's move on. Yeah.
Garrett, you have another passion, another hobby / pastime that I
got too many.
I would really be interested to go into And I think it would make for a nice little segment. So if you guys are willing to move forward, I would have a I have a question for you, Garrett.
Sure. Okay, Joe, I love all the questions. I'm willing to move forward.
Let's do that in a second, but let's bang out the last sponsor so we can just get to the rest of the episode.
Okay. Yeah, now's a good time. Yeah.
Okay. And by the way, guys, I know I'm saying like, oh, let's just bang out the sponsor. This is the sponsor to end all sponsors.
Ooh.
Audible is the future of books. It just is. It's where it's going to go. Because the truth is, man, like I'm working full time. I'm doing a podcast. I don't have any time to read physical books anymore.
Hell no.
I love doing it. Don't get me wrong. It can be extremely rewarding. I just don't have the time. And I know Joe doesn't have the time. And
oh, God, no. I have
suspicions about if Garrett has the time. And the truth is,
no,
man,
time.
Being able to have a book read to you on the go, usually even by the author itself, it's just something else. Joe, you've been finishing up, I think it's the Seven Habits of Highly Successful
People. That's right, the Seven Habits of Highly Successful People.
Habits. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, that's a strange name for a book, but that's it. It's available on audibletrial.com/T1podcast. So far, I've just been going over more and more of the habits and really digging deep.
What's one of them, Joe?
You know, it's been a couple weeks since I've listened to it. I'd have to rack my brain. And I have a bad memory. I have such a bad memory. I'm not the right person to ask.
So you haven't listened to it at all.
It's been a little bit.
He doesn't have the time right now.
I really don't have the time.
He needs Audible.
I need Audible more than ever.
Get it.
Oh God.
All right, Joe, you've been listening to the Seven Habits. I said Habits again. Fuck.
That's right, Lars. I've been listening to the Seven Habits of Highly Successful People, and it really has been enchanting and delightful to listen to. I've been learning all about the habits. I think right now I'm on habit number 6, and I cannot wait to learn what the last habit is of the highly successful people. In order to find out more, please go to audibletrial.com/T1podcast to find out more.
Get a free book, guys. It's a free book.
A free book.
Like free as in beer.
A free book.
It's great.
And it's not free. It's not free as in like it's free for the trial. It's free to keep. If you don't keep Audible, you get to keep the book. But if you do, they start at very affordable monthly rates. But let's worry about that later, guys. Just go ahead and check them out. Get a book, any book from the Amazon audio library. Just check it out.
We know you got headphones.
Yeah.
It's just a good habit to get into.
It would be weird if you don't have headphones. Yeah. Go and check them out. audibletrial.com/T1podcast. Make it a habit today.
Garrett, what's the nicest boat you've ever been on?
Good question.
It wasn't quite a schooner, but it was like a mid-size vessel, diesel engine. I don't know real nautical terminology though. I mean,
isn't a schooner like an ancient historical ship?
Yeah, it was. This was modern, is what I'm saying. It was.
Can you make up nautical terms?
Yeah, I mean,
'cause I'm not going to know the difference.
You could head two quadrants to the Portsmouth side.
Uh huh.
And there
that's a word. Yeah,
that's the opposite of the starboard side, right?
Of course. Well, it's the diagonal to that. You'll find the bean deck on your left.
Where's the poop master?
He's in the gallows down by the seashells.
That's below the gurney?
Yes, correct.
I'm sure all of this is factually correct. Thank you, guys. Okay.
Where does the Hedgewood fit in?
That goes in between the crank mount and your Stanford lefty.
Now, I heard that they stopped using Stanford lefties on boats, otherwise known as scootsies, because...
scootsies?
Yeah, they scoots you across the water.
All right, bud.
Now, all mid-tier vessels must have a top-shelf liquor rack in the gallows, and that is where you'll find the scootsies.
Now, if you could take a trip back in time to the Titanic and board the Titanic knowing it's going down... but you will disappear off the boat like before it goes down. So you will like transport there, but you'll like transport back by like before disaster.
Can I transport back after I grab the heart of the ocean? And
if you can get to it, sure.
I'll bring that down. Fuck, dude. I saw Uncut Gems. I want that thing. I'll take it in, hang it off a big dookie rope.
Big dookie. Big dookie.
dookie rope, like a big fat gold chain, like, I don't know, like a gauge zero kind of big old dookie rope hanging with that Heart of the Ocean jewel gem right in the middle, sitting mid chest. That's
next to the Hedgewood.
But okay, so would I go back to just experience the sinking of the Titanic?
The terror? Or
no,
the,
no. Well, you could experience the sinking if you want. I was going to say you can leave before then, but if you really want to go down with the boat, you can too. No.
I'm grabbing that diamond. I'm coming back here.
So, Joe, what you're asking is, do you just want to go on a historical cruise vacation?
Yeah.
That sounds nice. That sounds lovely.
I would be terrified the whole time knowing this boat's going down at any moment.
No, dude. Woke logic.
Now, I'm
though.
Telling you.
Hold on.
That
here.
You'll
let him talk, Joe.
Yeah. You guys, I'm putting this together right now. Woke logic. You got to go down below the crew staff. You know, like where they put all the peasants in the movie. I only know the Leo DiCaprio one, but you know, remember everyone was down there in the cheap seats. You got to go. You got to tell them all. I'm from the future. We're coming up on an iceberg. Let's sneak on all of the life rafts or whatever the escape vessels now, and then we'll drop them. All those rich assholes will be eating shrimp on the top deck with the band playing while this thing's going down. All the fucking escape hatch, what do you call those damn things? Like
lifeboats.
Lifeboat, yeah. Why? It's such a generic name. That's why I couldn't catch
boats
that.
Of life.
It's a boat meant to preserve your life.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's what you do, and you save all the people who are worthy, and then all the rich assholes, they go straight to hell.
Okay. This brings up an actual interesting ethical topic.
Okay.
Which is, I think you could argue, and this is the devil's advocate here. I'm just like considering this from both sides.
Okay, devil.
All right, bud. So the thing is, yes, there is a problem with classism in America, and yes, it definitely existed probably to a further extreme back then in certain ways, but I don't necessarily think that means that any of them really deserve to die. So is it morally better for the lower classes to survive, or is it just everyone's life is valuable and that they don't die? What's the calculus here?
I'm saying, you know, I saw the Leo DiCaprio flick and the guys in the suits drinking champagne. They were the villain.
Oh, well, look who popped in.
Who's here?
Oh, hey, look, it's Officer Grant.
Oh, shit, I'm not on right now, am I?
Yeah, oh. Hey, Grant,
it looks
going?
Like you are now.
Shit, let me grab headphones. I just wanted to listen. Oh, no.
But you were a previous guest, and I guess you didn't come in muted.
It's okay, you know, Discord's just been a lovely, you know, treat to be with today.
A lovely bunch of coconuts, you could say.
Yeah.
Well, where did we land on that ethically?
I don't know, everyone in the movie was villainous in their, you know, five-piece suits.
Oh, are we talking about the movie Titanic or like the actual?
Yeah, didn't the bad guys who were up trying to get on the boats before women and children, you know, those kind of assholes.
Did they?
Yeah, that you know they deserve to die because there's not enough room on the lifeboats for everyone.
Okay, so if it's classic movie rich assholes, then fuck them.
Yeah, okay. It's Hollywood. We gotta kill some people. It's Hollywood.
Exactly.
What you're saying, Lars, doesn't really coincide with my deeply, closely held belief that we should eat the rich.
That is another good viewpoint. Should we eat the rich?
Should we resort to cannibalism and eat the rich?
Or listen to the song by Aerosmith and just say we did it.
Okay.
Because the rich, they don't have good diets. I think they eat a lot of junk food. They drink a lot.
Oh, hey, Grant.
Yeah, hello. Am I audible?
Hey, Grant. Thanks for joining us on the first podcast.
Hello. Welcome.
Grant, I have a question for you.
Yes, hello.
Should we eat the rich?
I don't know. Cannibalism gives you all sorts of weird fucking diseases. You get the shakes and stuff from it. I don't know if eating people is a good idea in general.
Hey, I like to shake.
Who doesn't like a good dance?
It sounds like it burns a lot of calories, too.
I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Officer Grant, have you met Garrett?
Yeah. Well, I mean, not in person, but yes.
We're still waiting for the real face-to-face day. But yeah, Grant and I have spoke a few times. I thought you burst into the chat. I thought your cruiser just slammed through the wall of my studio because I was in trouble for, wrong think, and the thought police were here to get me.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
It's a scary sound.
Don't drink and tweet, folks.
I can't guarantee that. Grant, that's asking a lot.
We should do a sketch where you crash through the walls and we're all just like, whoa.
Let's not.
Well, we'll just put it in post.
Yeah, it's like a cool idea that we'll never do.
Yeah, that's it's never gonna happen.
Put it in post is kind of a code word for it's not gonna happen.
I know that. I know that feeling.
We'll do it in post. We'll fix it in post. I'll be like, right. Hey Lars, can you do this extremely elaborate thing that's gonna take like 6 hours of editing on your end? And he's like,
can you add more work for me, Joe? Yeah, thank you.
And then all right, we'll fix it in post.
All right, Grant, before we let you go for next week when we see you on the actual podcast.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit.
Do you have any wise words?
Wise words. Purchase a calendar.
Oh, good.
Why are you saying that to Garrett in particular?
Good advice.
Oh, to Garrett? Oh, no. That was advice for myself. Garrett in particular. Okay. I don't know. What can I say to Garrett that he doesn't already know himself, you know? The guy's a master of his craft.
That's such a fucking cop-out answer. Bullshit.
It has to be a secret you've never told anybody, Grant.
Yeah, come you're on, making man. Me blush.
Wait, so what am I saying?
Teach him something.
A secret you've never told anyone before.
A secret? I thought it was a word of wisdom, a word of advice. Sagely.
No. You're telling us, you were in the middle of telling us.
At this point, I'll take any of the above, Grant.
Your most deeply held personal belief.
I don't have one.
That's wisdom. I think that's enough wisdom right there. Is just keep
that's
your head
empty.
That's
a type of wisdom. As in, it's not wisdom, and we can learn from it.
As in, Grant knows I have to make my own way.
Yeah.
And the path is already laid out before me. Right, Grant?
Grant.
The obstacle is the way. That's correct.
The way out is through.
Grant, before you go.
Yeah.
What is the nicest boat you've ever been on?
pass.
All right. Thank you, Grant. Thank you for being on the podcast for a minute and crashing Garrett's episode. We'll see you next week with Zwick and Officer Kevin on the podcast.
Tune in live at discord.t1podcast.com.
Discord.t1podcast.com. What were we talking about before this?
Made up boat ethics.
My boat. Yeah.
Why did you originally ask him about boats, Joe?
I read, Garrett, that if you weren't so busy, you would spend your time repairing boats. And I don't know if that's true or not, but I wanted to ask you a question about that because it seemed
is that something you really read? Because that would be amazing.
It is. It's on your Wikipedia remember reading article. That.
I gotta check. I gotta look at this. No, I would not be repairing boats.
Oh, well.
It sounds to me like a lot of the things people supposedly know about you are based on a 16-year-old article from the Mega 64 website.
I think, but I don't even know if that was a joke made on that. That sounds completely fabricated. Okay. A lot of people, you know what? There's a viral video of a kid with like slicked back blonde hair and like a long sleeve black shirt on that's too big for him. And the Kid Rock edited version of American Badass plays, and this kid slicks his hair back, like says what's up to the camera with a nod, pulls a cigarette out from behind his ear, puts it in his mouth, and then puts it back behind his ear as he walks through the hallway full of kids. It's a very busy hallway. There's teachers and other people walking out, and it's such a, all to the Kid Rock song. Some of you know exactly the video I'm talking about. There's this rumor that that's me, and I just have continued to perpetuate that rumor.
The chat is saying, I always thought that was you.
And I will continue to perpetuate that rumor is true. And that is me for as long as I live. But I would think, that's kind of what I want my, even though I do want that to be my legacy.
I'll just bleep the part where you said, okay.
Do you have a skinny girl body?
Yes. That could have been true. I started lifting weights though, so that was probably circa 2006.
I lift weights.
No, you don't, Joe. Yeah. Shut the fuck up.
We just had Muscle Man Grant on the show, too. He's a big weight boy.
Yeah. You guys are getting pretty beefy and swollen. Sexy.
Lars, you got to get yoked.
To clarify, when I said I lift weights, I meant I lift and then I weight.
Okay, Joe. Funny stuff. Joe, do you have any questions for him that aren't directly reading off of, like, Wikia articles and stuff? Like, actual good ones?
I kind of like where this is going because I'm getting to know what's out there.
Oh, okay.
What
okay.
does it mean to be Garrett?
What does that mean?
What does it mean to be Garrett?
It means to just be. Let me give you the most.
So it does have a meaning?
The most Eastern mythological answer that I could come up with. It's very woo-woo. It's very to just be, man.
Okay, Garrett, because that's very interesting because on your fandom, it specifically says just because he's Garrett, it doesn't mean anything.
See, that, I mean, there you go. I mean, I'm telepathically reading the wiki right now. I should pull it up.
It's somebody linked to it in the recording chat.
Is my discography on there too? How accurate is this thing?
From what I gather, your Wikia is not super accurate.
It says that you were a magician.
I wasn't a magician. No, I worked for a party rental company as Darth Vader for children's birthday parties, but I wasn't a magician. I never did magic.
So everything on the wiki is like a distant cousin of the truth, is what, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's, I'll correlate it, you know, to something that bursts into my mind. That is true, you know.
Are you a fan of Back to the Future?
Yeah, the whole trilogy.
Did you have a favorite moment?
I like when, He goes into Cafe 80s and Back to the Future 2, and there's a hologram trying to get him to order food, and it keeps going, "You must have the hot plate special." I like that a lot. I really like that part. Max Headroom's funny in that scene. Yeah, it's cool. He's like a Russian guy or something. I don't know what that is.
Hey, we have Kevin and Grant in the chat.
Oh no, what'd we say now? Oh, they're just in the chat. They're not bursting in through the audio channels.
Kevin is a boomer. He can't figure out Discord right now. He just says, "Tell Garrett I said what's up."
Oh, a Budweiser frog.
He's in the voice chat.
Wait, no, actually, Kevin's here. Wait, hold on.
Kevin, say what's up yourself.
Hey, Kevin.
Hello, am I on?
Yes. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, this is Kevin. It's me, Officer Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, Kevin.
How you doing, Garrett?
Good, Kevin.
It's me, Kevin.
It's been a while, man.
Grant was here a little bit ago, too.
Oh, it's good to hear. Oh, fuck that guy. Hate him.
Kevin, you're usually a lot more animated. What's going on, bud?
Yeah, no, I just woke up. Just
like 11, isn't it 11 p.m.
Yeah, it's like 9. Yeah, it's you're just now waking up. Have you been on a bender?
Are you working? Did you hit the bottle?
Are you on drugs?
Too many questions, please, one at a time.
Sorry.
Kevin, you remember when we went to that open mic night down here in San Diego when you were visiting, and what a great time we had together? I was thinking about that.
Yeah, it was great.
I sure...
Thanks for hanging out with me.
Oh, of course.
It was fun.
It was court.
I'm Kevin.
Shame we couldn't get Kevin and Grant on at the same time.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like they kind of sound the same, but I guess there's a difference if you actually listen to it.
One of them left and the other just came in at the same moment. Now,
here's,
you see him
here's
on the
my
way
question.
Out?
Here's my question, Kevin.
Yeah, that's me.
That night with Garrett, did you guys actually seal the deal?
Seal what deal? What are you talking about?
Well, just however you want to take that. I don't know.
I told Kevin. He knows. He knows.
I told him.
Yeah, he knows.
I don't know what you're talking about.
He's still in denial. It's okay. Kevin, I understand. Okay.
Kevin, he knows, Kevin. He knows.
It's okay, Kevin. He knows.
Talk to us, man. Talk to us.
Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, what do you want? Yeah, it's me, Kevin.
What's your favorite song by the David Bowie?
Life from Mars. Because I'm a normie. It's Life from Mars.
The Life from Mars.
All right. Yeah.
We already did the space theme. It was should have been Ashes to Ashes.
Mm.
The Ashes to the Ashes.
Yeah.
Well, that's why you'll never be Officer Grant and just Officer Kevin. That's okay. Thank you for coming on, Kevin.
Thanks, Kev.
Oh yeah. No. Anytime. Yeah, good seeing you guys.
Thanks for stopping by, Kevin.
Yeah, no problem. I'm Kevin.
Okay.
I like how he played Kevin as like this absolutely aloof buffoon. That was wonderful.
Wow.
Okay.
Well,
Jesus fuck.
Lars.
Yes.
Think about it.
Mm-hmm.
Grant is this muscular god of Jupiter, and Kevin, well, I don't want to say anything.
Don't just like openly insult the next guest, Joe.
I don't want to say anything I'm going to regret, but
yeah.
Wow.
They're both anyway. Very
You're in a pickle.
Yes. They both enjoy a healthy lifestyle of fruits and protein.
By the way, Garrett, just as a side note here, I'm going to edit some of these like little crash appearances to make them a little bit more snappy,
sure.
bit less disjointed, but yeah.
Oh, no worries. Sorry again about that. The troubleshooting up front. So yeah. Edit away. Yeah, everything's cool.
Mm. I appreciate you taking the time to like work that out with us and make sure that this episode could actually happen.
Oh, no worries. I felt horrible, honestly. It's like, dude, this, and you know, it's funny. I didn't want to keep going on it, but I was going to ask Grant if he wasn't Kevin at the time. If he remembers, like the first time I did their podcast, I think we had a very similar problem.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So Discord just doesn't agree with you.
It does every week when I use my server, apparently. But when I join a new one, it's like, oh no, you know, all the settings were the same. It's just the restarts seem to do it. That's why I if you first you don't succeed, maybe a second restart is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there you go.
It's a Windows
thing.
Oh,
by the way.
Yeah.
Quick question about Kevin. I know he's muted now, so he can't talk, but when he was on the pee-pee stream.
Yeah.
Why did he look so evil and so disturbed and like dark?
I think, you know, I might have cast a red light into the room, and I don't know if that was giving off like a evil energy or I don't know if he was in, you know. Those stand-up comedians are, they can be mean sometimes.
They have a dark side.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe he was turning on a little too much of the Louis C.K. and not enough of the
Aziz Ansari.
Fortune Feimster. Yeah, sure.
He was waving that replica gun around a little, like kind of smiling at the camera when he did it. It kind of freaked me the fuck out.
Well, you know, they use those toy green guns on the Thought Cops. And I thought, like, well, let me give you a little upgrade here. You know, I got real prop replica airsoft action, baby. What do you want? You know, pick your poison. He went with a petite little 9mm job. It looked good on him, though, I think.
I think it did. It really fit his brooding persona.
Somebody who went to my elementary school got expelled for bringing a BB gun to the class.
Oh, no.
You
can't do that. I think I knew a kid who got in trouble for having pellets and BBs in his backpack.
He could throw those at somebody.
Yeah, it's just you don't want any paraphernalia at all in school.
If you're listening to this and you're thinking about bringing paraphernalia to class, just don't.
Don't wear a Marilyn Manson shirt that says "I am the God of Fuck" on the back of it either. Just don't wear that to school. They're gonna make you turn it inside out.
It's not a question of whether you can, it's whether you should, I guess.
Yeah, you know.
Garrett, what do you think of late 90s pop punk band Good Charlotte?
I remember having a roommate and she hung a Good Charlotte poster of those two makeup wearing lads. Yeah, that's all about it. I don't know any. Yeah.
Same.
I have a much better question.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I think it's something we can kind of go out on, but it's a good topic. We haven't really talked about it at all for some reason. What have you been gaming lately?
Oh, I have been still blasting through Death Stranding. I'm in this mode of 5-starring every prepper before I move on to more story stuff. So I'm kind of like making it last.
82% Metacritic.
Little does Joe know how controversial that 82 score is, but we'll leave it at that. Cough, cough.
Yeah, I'm very slowly making my way through that.
So you're making yourself go through a very slow, methodical game, even slower?
But I played Phantom Pain for like 6 years or something stupid, because I was just enjoying the monotony of all the meta gaming. And okay. And I don't know, I get into a flow state. I want to relax and just play at night, typically weekends. I'll work pretty much late into the night, so I don't do a lot of gaming weeknights. Lately, it's been weekends. That's the only time I feel like I can put in like big chunks. That's a thing that, man, if I can't do like 4 or 5 hours, I'll sometimes just not play. So I'll go like a week without playing anything, and except for, you know, the game streams. But I do enjoy Death Stranding. It doesn't feel monotonous to me. Did it feel that way to you?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of prefer more the flow state of, like you were saying, the Phantom Pain, because there's high octane action to be had in there, and there's like fun tactics and stuff, and at the end of the day it's like fairly thrilling, at least at some point. I don't know,
I'm definitely like so above any enemy encounters, like it's never been a problem. But I'm also like, I'm 5-starring and I'm like leveling up my character basically before I go into any final stuff, so I know it's going to be a breeze. But I am digging the story. I will say it is no Phantom Pain. I mean, it's fun, but man, yeah, it's not Metal Gear 5. I'm looking forward to this. Jedi Fallen Order is getting really good critiques from my group of friends here, so I might give that a shot next.
That one is definitely on my list, but I've seen that there is a hell of a lot of bugs, and I'm kind of sleeping on it now because, you know, give them a year to work it all out and then get into it at that point.
Give me just a patch to fix everything.
Mm-hmm. A patch to fix everything. There
no
you go.
No bugs.
Garrett, you ever play Angry Birds?
Definitely. It's a good game, Joe.
So, I know this is going to be depressing to say it, but...
Uh-oh.
It bothers me that there's never going to be another Metal Gear. And when I say that, there might be a title that's called Metal Gear. The corpse of it. In the future, like if they do another Survive or whatever,
Konami's got to make some money.
But like, 5 was so good. I can't, it blew me away with just how fantastic of a game it was. And it's so weird, but it's so good. And it sickens me that we're never going to have that again.
Yeah, it's sad. But that game, I feel like, still has replayability. I am honestly looking forward to like going back in with a clean save. That's one thing I never did. Mm-hmm. I played like, God, thousands of hours of that probably, but just on my first save. And I'm looking forward to going back one day and being like, shit, yeah, I'm going to restart this.
I have this weird thing that I do sometimes where like, instead of actually finishing a game, I'll restart it, which doesn't make any sense, but like it seems like the logical thing to do.
Because it's so good, you don't want it to end sometimes. That's why I played it. I didn't, and I'm dragging out Death Stranding because I really am having the most fun with this. I mean, if I had to pick a best game of the year, it might be Devil May Cry 5 was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
But I'd still say Death Stranding.
Well, it's pretty early in the year, Garrett, so let's not go there.
Oh, no, 2019.
I know, I was making a joke.
Oh, shit.
Devil May Cry 5 is a sequel of Devil Wears Prada.
Yeah, was Glenn Close in that?
Mm-hmm.
Nailed it.
Oh, when I was a kid, for like 10 years, and this was a baseless thought, I thought Glenn Close was a dude.
Well, I did know a dude named Glenn. I mean, I could
exactly.
See, I could see that happening.
You might be thinking of Glenn Coco.
No, I'm thinking of Glenn Close. The she was in like 101 Dalmatians or something.
Yeah,
I could be wrong. The name Glenn threw me off.
Yeah, of course. How many other famous Glens are there aside from Glenn Close, Glenn Danzig?
That's it, man.
I just Googled famous Glens.
That's not Glenn, a very famous
one
name.
One of the astronauts, right?
Oh, Glenn Armstrong. No, fuck no. I don't. If he ain't, no, he ain't that famous.
John Glenn.
No,
the first president of the United States, Glenn Washington.
Oh, right. Officer Grant in the chat says Glenn Beck. Well, yeah, I guess.
What is he, some politician?
Yeah, he's a pundit.
Oh, that's right. He's a talking head guy.
There was Glenn Lincoln, who freed the slaves.
You know, Glenn should come back around as a popular name.
Oh, that probably contributed to it, because Glenn Close played a male character in that one movie that's in the chat right now. Okay. So I must have just been really confused as a youngin. Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
Okay. All right.
Okay. And on that note, I think we should close out the show, guys.
No live questions?
Oh, yeah. Does anyone want to give a live question while we're at it? Otherwise, we can go ahead and close things off. Oh, yeah. Dylan, the user, has been begging to ask one all episode. Let me go ahead and unmute him.
You're unmuted.
Go ahead, Dylan.
Dylan, the user.
Dylan.
Hey, Dylan.
He says, wait.
Dylan.
It's too long. It's too late for that, Dylan.
Dylan.
It's too late for waiting.
It's your time, man. Come on.
It's too late, Dylan, now. It's too late.
Too late to apologize.
It's too late.
Dylan.
Dylan, is he AFK?
I think he might be.
Damn.
The chat is asking if you're still skateboarding, Garrett.
Oh, hell yeah. We did, over at Mega 64, we do a very extended MLK stream where we just keep our Twitch stream going on all kinds of different stuff. And one of the highlights for me was Sean and I hit the skate park last week, a couple weeks ago, actually, now. But it was so much fun. Dylan.
Sorry I'm echoing, Dylan. But I definitely want to ask you a question.
Okay, I definitely want to hear it.
Do you have headphones, Dylan?
Well, my headphones are broken, so sorry I'm echoing again.
Okay, only one person talk at once, please.
All right. So, how long do you even made Mega 64? And how long you been around since the internet? Like I'm talking about, like, how do you even make your friends? And how do you even become famous? And how do you your channel and other types of stuff even get famous?
All right. There's a lot to unpack here.
Yeah.
A lot of questions.
Yeah. You know, I'll reiterate, Dylan, I don't want to become famous. That's the last thing you want. Then you can't go to the grocery store without someone coming up. Nowadays, everyone wants selfies. I guess you don't have to, you know, Tom Cruise, he can't wipe his ass without someone writing about it in a magazine nowadays. You don't want that.
Mm-hmm. I did see that in the magazine.
Exactly. So fame, you want to write that off. The how long have I been around since the internet?
Since the internet.
Well, as we all know, Al Gore helped invent the internet, and he ran for office. It was an election year, so it would have been in 4-year increments.
He ran in 2000.
2000. So he must have come up with the idea in 92, let's say, DARPANET. I've been around since 1982, so I just celebrated my 38th birthday here on this.
Happy birthday.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. Yeah, that's how long I've been around since the internet, I'll say. It's been a dream. Like, I can't express that any greater than it's just been a dream.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Dylan, for that very, very complex question. And thank you, Garrett, for giving a tempered and reasonable answer to it. Okay.
You're welcome. Yeah, I love complexity in all its forms. So,
follow-up question. Dylan asks what the internet looked like in the 200s.
Oh, it was wooden, and it was carved and etched with a fire method where they would lay in and burn lines into, I believe it was oak tablets.
Ah, yes. To be a young internet.
Yeah, really long loading.
I'm just impressed they were able to get it working back then.
Yeah.
Well, Lars, we were able to get started in 1972 before the
internet. Yeah, so, you know, time's a circle. Makes sense. Okay.
Relatively speaking.
It's a construct, right? Something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. It looks like Rusty Cage is DMing me about the SoCal Jesus episode that's coming out. Garrett, can you go ahead and tell us in detail all the different places they can check you out on the internet?
Oh, yeah. I'll go into as much detail. I should probably be better at knowing all my URLs and whatnot. But you can watch the Mega 64 podcast, as well as my gaming stream, the Poorly Played stream. Podcast is on Sunday nights at 6. The PPS is on Wednesday nights at 7. That's 6 and 7 p.m. Pacific time. And that's over at twitch.tv/Mega64podcast. You can find me on Twitter at Garrett Hunter, GarrettHunter. And I'm also at GarrettHunter64 on Instagram. That's all of it.
By the way, do you have time for one last quick live question?
Someone really wanted to ask.
Okay. This is from Parrish in the chat. One second.
Parrish.
Okay, Parrish, you're unmuted.
Oh, hey guys, what's up?
Hey. Welcome. What's up?
I had kind of a simple question for you. Was walking into Rocco's unboxing ring really unplanned?
Yes. There was a video Rocco was filming for a personal channel, for his, you know, his Rocco Bodhi YouTube channel, not the Mega 64 one. He was filming this video of, a bunch of the guys arguing in the studio for those that don't know what the unboxing ring is. And, I was just showing up to go do merch, and I walked in on this argument, and I was like, what the fuck's going on? So I came in thinking like, oh, they're probably filming something though. Like I put two and two together, like, and I just joined in on the fight kind of, we love a heavy improvisation at Mega 64. Mm-hmm. I think that's been a big flavor of what we do. That's maybe not done, so often is very unique to us. Is there's a lot of improvisation, but yeah, right, that was thanks, real. Yeah. Good question.
Yeah. Good question to cap things for now.
Yeah. Not as complex as the first one, but you know, I'll let you slide.
I have a complex question for you, Garrett, if you have time.
I love a complex question.
A train leaves from Chicago.
No. Let's derail that train real quick, Joe.
Okay.
Well, that's what I was about to say. The train gets derailed. And
then.
Okay.
Then.
Right. Runaway train never come back.
Ooh.
Runaway train on a one-way track.
Yeah, it's sad when that happens.
It is.
That Death was going to be my question. Is that sad?
Yes. That sad... Oh, God. Oh, dude. Collective Soul, very sad. Is that Collective Soul? Who is that?
Train, I think. Maybe it was Steel Train.
Joe, that was your one funny joke. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. That's...
I love Drops of Jupiter.
Well, speaking of Drops of Jupiter, Joe, how can people wear our podcast?
Well, if you're talking about our online merch store, Lars, you're going to be happy to know that the URL is merch.t1podcast.com. It's at merch.t1podcast.com that they can check out our shirts, our little sweatshirts, our little coffee mugs and stickers. We sell them in all sizes. Ooh, and we've even got a sticker for you, Lars. It's a coffee table sticker because you love a coffee table, don't you, Lars?
Sure. Our audience requested it.
merch.t1podcast.com, Lars. And I think you're going to be happy to know that merch.t1podcast.com has everything that you're going to need to represent your favorite podcast in the whole wide world, t1podcast.com. That's right, the first podcast, the one and only, the 1972 banger, the first podcast brought to you by Lars and Joe and special guest Garrett Hunter.
Hell yeah.
merch.t1podcast.com.
Get a coffee table.
Okay, Joe. Are you pooping or what's going on here?
Oh,
and I hate to you know, elongate the episode even further, but a question for Joe and I guess but to Garrett by proxy here. I've been thinking of like trying to come up with a good name for fans of our show. And it's hard to do. We thought about like firsties at first because that sounds ridiculous. That sounds like something you'd hear on like a show about like a garden. So.
Yeah.
I had an idea. Breeders. And this is going to sound dorky at first, but it's okay. What about the Ichiban?
That's number 1 in Japan.
Yeah. The number 1
Ichiban.
What about
that's so weeby that
I don't like it. Nobody's going to know cool. what it's Nobody's going to know thinking. What it's talking about.
I everyone watch anime. Knows what I Ichiban. I knew exactly means. What he was talking about.
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the T1Ps?
That sounds like a toilet brand, or I don't know, like, I don't like it.
What about just the TPs, then?
TPs might be
getting
good.
Worse.
It's got to be something, because right. it's hard to pull it off of the name, The First Podcast. So I think you got to go with something with your names, Lars and Joe, or something that's like an inside joke on the show, like a reoccurring theme.
Well, we do have the followers of Lars, a.k.a. the Latter-day Joes.
But that's like a priesthood on the Discord server, yeah, and it's kind of specific.
That's more of a priesthood on the server.
It's a long name, too.
I like my idea, but I guess we can keep searching. That's fine. Okay.
I said I got it. It made total sense
to me. I liked it, but Joe was like...
what about the itchy ones?
No, that just makes me sound uncomfortable.
Compromise, yeah.
The itchy ones? That just the itchy ones. I gotta scratch myself when I say that.
Yeah, we have psoriasis.
Why are we so itchy?
So guys, if you've been tuning into the show for a while and you have six cents every single day of the month, and you wanna get some cool stuff like bonus episodes of the show and early release privileges and classic episodes of the show for patrons only, and a funny role on the Discord, and a channel for patrons only where we talk shit on the plebs.
Oh.
And more. You should head on over to patreon.com/T1podcast. There, for 6 cents a day, you can get all of those things and more. And Joe.
Yes.
We just released a couple of new bonus episodes this month, didn't we?
That's right. And one of them is deeply humiliating for myself. If you're a fan of the show and you like to see me be humiliated, you're going to want to tune in to this bonus episode, available only to patrons.
I gave Joe a quiz on our show, like facts about our show. He got a certain grade, and it wasn't very good. So,
it was not very good at all. And then we recorded another bonus episode where I was the host and Lars was the co-host, and it was a failure of an experiment.
It really was.
It really was an astronomical failure. You're definitely going to want to tune into that monstrosity.
Patreon.com/T1podcast. Garrett, this was an episode fraught with technical issues, lots of chaos, and everything in between.
And more.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. There we go. Wow. Perfect. Same wavelength. I love it.
I fully feel like we scraped together a gem here of a show.
There we go. You know, we put a piece of charcoal up our butts and out it came.
Boom.